Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And here's what you need to do, because you need stuff for your ears, good stuff for your ears. So check out Steve Miggs, the Reverend Fuego, and Glenn Cannon with the Miggs Cast, baby.
Oh, good one this week, man. We talked to Peter DeStefano from Porno for Pyros.
Oh, yeah.
He shares some insane stories of back in the day playing with the band. Lots of drugs, lots of hookers, lots of craziness. So
nice.
It's a fun one. We're getting him all prepped because he's going to be playing Saturday night with Miggs Fest over at Club SUR.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Peter DeStefano, Stephen Perkins from Jane's Addiction, a bunch of great local bands, including our band, Bruiser Brody, going to be rocking this Saturday. So the Miggs Fest is a big celebration.
And don't forget the Miggs Cast. Well, that's always a big celebration you can get every week. Where you can get lovely podcasts, including at radio.com. That's where you can get a lot of great podcasts, including the Miggs Cast, radio.com.
Let's play Beat Miggs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
Beat Miggs.
Don't be a loser.
Whoa!
Beat Miggs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Miggs. But it's Wednesday. So let's whack him instead.
Oh, yeah.
Whack it.
Yeah, make it happen.
Whack it.
Do some whacking.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! Whack it.
Now we'll have to see if Steve will be the whacker or the wacky.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Max in Seattle to take him on. Max, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
He's playing for tickets to check out Trevor Noah. He's going to be over at the Tacoma Dome on December 13th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to see Trevor Noah? Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Max will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Max, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Can BJ play for me today?
No.
Okay, then I'm ready.
All right, then. In what year of the late 2000s did Bob Barker retire from The Price is Right?
2007, 2008, 2009.
2007, yes. Nice. Jared Goff is the current quarterback for what NFL team?
The Los Angeles Rams.
Yes. All typically, right. What kind of cheese is in a Greek salad?
Feta.
Yes. Who did the voice of Puss in Boots in the Shrek films?
Zorro, pass.
Which state is known as the breadbasket of America?
Pass.
Which actor is best known for his role as Dr. Fraser Crane?
Pass.
The first spinoff of CSI starting in 2002 was set in what city?
Miami?
Yes!
The
animated character Babar is what kind of animal?
Babar?
Yeah.
Pass.
What is the name of the car in Knight Rider?
Kip.
No.
Ooh.
Would you spell that, Max, just to be sure? The answer for the car, spell it out for me.
K-I-T-P?
Nope.
Oh, too bad, buddy.
Yep, unfortunately, no.
Okay.
I thought you were going to do well, Max, but you got three correct.
He did need me.
Yeah.
He was I thought, this guy doesn't need
me. He started well. He did get four correct. Sorry, he got four. Don't want to discount him on that one, but
he did need me. I would have helped him out a lot.
Yeah, he was.
You know what? I like that Max knew that he was like, I got some of these, but I'm not going to get all of them.
Yeah, he didn't have a strong feeling on it. Started very, very well, but unfortunately, he might get whacked on this one.
Yeah.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
In what year of the late 2000s did Bob Barker retire from The Price is Right?
2008.
No.
2007.
Yes.
Nice.
Jared Goff is the current quarterback for what NFL
team? Los Angeles Rams.
Yes. Typically, what kind of cheese is in a Greek salad?
Fromunda.
No.
Feta.
Yes.
Hey.
Who did the voice of Puss in Boots in the Shrek films?
I don't know. Eddie Murphy?
No.
Robin Williams?
No.
I'm going to go with...
you're wasting time.
A little tooth there, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Peter North.
No.
That's it.
Wow. Which state is known as the breadbasket of America?
Ooh. It's one of the Dakotas.
North Dakota.
No.
South Dakota.
No.
Yes.
Minnesota.
No.
No.
Which actor is best known as his role as Dr. Frasier Crane?
Oh, Kelsey Grammer.
Yes.
Oh, I'm listening.
The first spinoff of CSI starting in 2002 was set in what city?
Miami.
Yes. The animated character Babar is what kind of animal?
A gorilla.
No.
Baboon.
No.
A baboon.
What was that?
Ape.
No.
No.
1, 2, 3, elephant. 4, 5. Yes. It is an elephant. You're too late. But you still win. 5-4.
Oh, Max.
That was closer than I thought it would be.
Yeah. If you had said the car's name was Kit, you were close. If you had just said K-I-T, but you put that P in there, you would have been tied, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I take full responsibility.
There you go. Good job, man. Well, you call. You call again someday. Someday to let me play.
Yeah. He started it off asking if BJ could play for him instead. I denied that request.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have sure.
Yeah. I would have kicked Steve's butt today too.
Would you?
Oh yeah. I would have got more than five right.
So one of the questions was, what is the name of the car, Knight Rider?
Which Kit. Steve never got to.
Yeah, you never got to it because you spent too much time on some other questions.
Tried to get Antonio Banderas, and he couldn't get him for Puss in Boots. Yeah.
And that was rough on Max as well because he said Zorro, and Antonio Banderas played Zorro in a movie.
He knew the guy. He just couldn't think of his name.
I know. So it was a rough one for Max. So many chances, but ultimately he failed on it.
Yeah.
The state that is known as the breadbasket of America.
Is that Kansas?
Oh, yeah. Good job. Oh, yeah. You would have crushed.
Yeah.
So sorry, Max. I denied your request.
Dakota.
Nope, it was neither Dakota on that one.
Yep.
But still, you won, so congratulations. You got five correct.
And call number five. Guess what you're doing? You're checking out Trevor Noah at the Tacoma Dome in December. Caller number five, 206-421-ROCK. Caller number five.
I'm looking at... Learner.org. The states in this region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Minnesota, Iowa, and Missouri are considered to be the breadbasket of America.
Oh. Ooh.
I said North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. You could all kiss my ass. I got six right.
Well, that's interesting because why did I think that Kansas was the answer, which it was? And is Kansas like the official breadbasket state? But they call that whole set.
Maybe that's like the super of all the breadbaskets.
I never heard of what you're saying, but I see it right there on Google, so I can't argue.
I mean, Google never lies.
No, they never do. Huh. Ah, well.
Take that, Rev.
Take that, buddy.
Stick it in your breadbasket.
Is Kansas even in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. At least it's in there. All right. So what do we got? We got the Dakotas. Uh-oh. We got Minnesota.
I got something else.
What's this?
Yeah.
Because I found what is the breadbasket state. Kansas surpassed other states in the production of winter wheat in 1876. For a while, it was known as the wheat state, but it still continues to be known as the breadbasket of the world.
Well, I mean, I've been really living life based on 1875 and earlier.
Yeah, 1875.
But it still continues to have both nicknames.
God, I remember those years.
It was
such a great time.
I was just trying to make BJ remember his times in high school.
See, I remember when I was in high school in 1875. We learned that.
76.
Yeah. 76, 75. The years go by. All right, we got something for you. We got a survey about a third of people saying that, they would rather not know someone's name than admit they forgot it or ask for it again. It's one of my big things. God, I feel so horrible when I forget somebody's name and I just ask them.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Because and you even tell yourself, don't forget their name. And I'll even try and find a fun way. Oh, your name's Mark. Mark Twain. And I'll forget then why. I'm like, what the hell was his name? Was it,
We have three new women that have pretty much started at this station, as far as I know, at the same time.
I have no idea who they are.
They all have light complexion, blonde hair.
And I'm like, okay, are you this person? Are you that person? And they really don't look that much alike facially, but right. because they, but for some reason, light skin, blonde hair, which my brain tries to remember people based on their characteristics. And it's like, I can't give them any characteristics because they all pretty much look the same as far as body type goes. So I'm like, I got nothing. There's no way I can make, so I don't know who's who.
Yeah, there are times where like, I honestly would just rather not know someone's name and just accept that I'm never going to know their name.
Yeah.
But then you get to the point where you end up becoming closer to somebody than you ever thought you were gonna. But now you've kind of hit that threat, that you're past the safe zone of asking what their name is. So you're just kind of like, hey, dude.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
That's why I got so mad at our company when they in some cases, they'll put the nameplates up on people's cubicles, and sometimes they don't. And I'm like, when there's a new person, I'm like, will they please put it up so that I can remember who this person is so I can go, hey, you over there with your nameplates.
Just time it when they go to the bathroom, go through their desk, and find something that has their name on it.
Oh, yeah, that's a perfect idea.
On their computer.
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah.
Nothing weird about that. We should all wear name tags just in life.
Oh, that would be so great. That's why I love conventions.
Conventions are funny because I feel like a chick because everyone's staring at my chest. You know what I mean?
Oh, no,
wherever you walk, people are like sizing, like they're just staring at your chest.
Yeah. Of course, to me, I'm not looking at your name tag, but.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I should get like an extra long lanyard and have it like just right around my crotch area. If you really want to know my name, you got to look. You got to earn it.
Well, have you seen people that wear their name tag around their waist? They'll put it through their belt loop because they're too cool to wear the lanyard across their neck.
I do that.
Yeah. And you feel like you're looking at their boys every time, trying to figure out who the hell they are.
I do that for like if we have passes, like for painting the grass, and we have to wear those passes. I don't necessarily want to wear it around my neck just because I don't want it flopping around. So it's easier like kind of by the leg. But if I have to wear a name tag for a convention, I keep it around the chest.
Exactly. I'm with you on that. That's why Danny's too cool for school.
Cool. Yeah,
or he wants people to look at his package. Maybe that's what it is.
Whoa. Or yeah. Or like there.
Or his middle thigh area because he says it's his favorite part of his body. So.
Your thigh is your favorite part of your body?
Sure.
I'm gullible, aren't I?
Yeah, you're gullible.
I believe he would say that, Steve. Don't you believe that?
No.
You don't believe Danny would go, you know, I feel like Danny would pick out a part of his body and go, this is my favorite right
of
here.
Of all the ridiculous make-em-ups I've had, that might be one of the higher ones.
Yeah. That's amazing. Especially that you went for it.
None of you believe that, huh? You don't think Danny?
No, not in the slightest.
Okay. I guess
and
I
the look on Danny's face when you're like, oh, Danny, you like your upper thigh? He kind of gives you this look like, what is wrong with you?
Wow. I really, you know what? Oh, here's the bad thing. What is wrong with my opinion of you, Danny? That's really the issue.
Yeah. It's a nice middle thigh. I mean, it's nothing wrong with
it. Thanks. I'm not falling for it the second time, Steve. Not doing it.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah. 35% of people say they will not ask someone to repeat instructions. So that's another thing people don't want to do. So they don't want to know your name, and they also don't want you to tell them how to do stuff.
Dude, whenever, like, if I go to the, even just like checking in an airport, and they're like, okay, you got to go down. Three doors, make a left or whatever, you know, three gates, make a left. And I'll just blankly stare at them and nod my head like, sure. But none of that is registering.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just going to go that way until I find it.
I'm guilty of that, too.
Yeah, I stopped caring. Like, I didn't understand a guy when I was returning the rental car this weekend. And he asked me if I wanted to look over the bill or have the wife do it. And I had to ask him three times to repeat himself because he was talking so fast. But at this point, I just need to know what he's saying. Like, I don't even care anymore if I look stupid because, I mean, I always look stupid.
Well, you should tell him that your favorite part of your body is your upper thigh.
Sir, you're trying to return the car, not...
Yeah.
Well, even with like wrestling, planning out matches, you know, so much of it is you got to remember what someone's like, what you've kind of come up with because you can hurt each other. And there have been times where we're working on a match and I'm just staring at the other dude and I'm just like, I'll finally just go... Dude, I totally zoned out. We have to go over all of that again. And they're like, we're all guilty of that. But it's like, it's definitely taught me to be more focused because some people, sometimes you don't have enough time to be able to run through it more than once.
You've got to be, you've got to know those directions, Steve.
Yeah, and the next thing you know, you're just staring at the guy like, I don't remember anything you said.
Yeah, I mean,
what's your name again?
The worst thing that can happen is Rev gets lost in a corridor looking at his beautiful upper thigh. You could get your head broken.
Yes. Always back to the thigh.
Well, listen, if it can't be Danny, it must be you. You're the one that probably does. And this is interesting because, as you know, in the world, to be successful, you need help. You need a team. You can't do it by yourself. And yet a quarter of us say they're, quote, too respectful to ask someone to do them a favor. I don't know if it's too respectful. I just think that they're afraid they'll be considered a jerk. And that's because why wouldn't we ask for help? And I'm the guy. It's like people always go, dude, just ask. And I never ask.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's respect. I just think it's like, I don't want to be a bother. I think they're going
to
hate me.
Be a burden to them. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I think. The respectful thing, I think, is a lame way to tell people I don't want to get a favor. I was like, I'd love to ask for favors because other people do it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't I do it back? But I don't.
You can.
I know I can, and my brain says no. They're going to hate you for asking.
Unless you're asking someone to move, sure, ask them anything.
Oh yeah, you're right.
That's the one favor you can't ask someone.
Yeah, I people still do it too, and I'm like, really, you're still doing that? Yeah.
Hey, someone had a quick question about name tags, though. Does BJ put his full name on the name tag, or does he just put BJ?
Hello, my name is BJ.
Yeah.
You know, someone...
Yeah. No, yeah, you know what? You both, you and the texter are having a good time with that
one. You put BJ
Shay. I mean, you know where I put it? I put it on my upper thigh.
You put,
with an arrow.
Eyes down here.
That's right.
Yeah. But BJ's usually in bigger letters than the Shay. And so when we go to conventions or whatever, it is pretty funny. It's just like, you know, even in the logo for the show, they put BJ Giant and Shay, you know, with back of it. So it's just like, and even with BJ and Migs, it was just like,
big
for some
BJ.
Reason, big BJ. They wanted, I guess they really want to make sure that everybody, you know, is it subliminal because we're a guy station? They figure BJ guys will like it. I don't know.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
Everybody loves.
I never understand. Well, everybody does. They love Raymond and BJ.
The best is, though, just whenever you go to those conferences and conventions and you forget to take your name tag off when you just like leave and go into the wild.
Yeah.
So like I'll be walking around the streets of Chicago and I'm like going like to the Chicago Blackhawk store and I'm like, great, and I'm looking around and the person's just like, do you need any help, Steve? And I'm like, how the hell you... damn it, damn name tag still on.
My parents sent me out this way so people will make friends with me.
Believe it.
Yeah, but see, your life would be easier, Steve. That's your solution. Everybody knew who you were.
Hey, right.
It would be so easy.
Hey, you put me in a good mood for them. How do you know my name? Oh, yeah, I'm the idiot that never took my name tag off.
You must be like psychic, man.
We should try name tags next time when we go out. So then people are like, wait, your name is Steve? Yes, sir.
Oh, like and just hit the bars with like the hi, my name is?
Yeah, but like,
I'm in.
You should be Vicky and I'll be Steve.
Yeah, trade them.
Okay. So we're getting weird with this.
You can't. Not here. You can't do that because there are serious people out here that actually do identify with a female name and a male name, even though physically they don't look that way. Oh my God, I've had that happen, and you think they're joking? So I mean, I know you.
You just
joking.
Went down a serious road.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
I know, but I mean, I know what Vicky's saying, but I got in trouble joking with a dude that had a woman's name, and I laughed, and I was like, "Oh, that's a great joke," and the person said, I'm not joking. And I'm like, oh.
Well, great. I'll do that. And then I'll get free drinks.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. So, okay. So, yeah, Vicky, you can go, I'm not joking. And then they have to give you free. Okay. Like, this is a great
and
idea.
And they're like, I'm so sorry. The only thing that's going to make her happy is if you give her a shot of tequila.
Yeah. Yeah. You ruined her. You ruined his
and,
whole day. You got to go with it.
Well, tequila.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Top,
oh, yeah.
Top shelf, please.
Yeah. This kind of violation is a top shelf violation, sir. You owe me the top.
You don't want us canceling you.
No.
Give us that damn tequila.
Well, we got a guitarist from a very popular rock band from the 90s who just shared a very insane story about hookers and helicopters. You're going to hear what happened at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This week on the Migscast, the guys were chatting with Porno for Pyros guitarist Peter DeStefano.
You might remember the band. They had a big hit back in the 90s. We Make Great Pets.
Oh.
That song, the pet song. It's the best version you're going to get.
That's the best one you're going to get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the name. I thought it was the coolest name for a band ever.
It was basically Jane's Addiction without Dave Navarro, because you know he went on did some stuff, and so it was Perry Farrell, Stephen Perkins, and then Peter DeStefano played guitar with Porno for Pyros as opposed to with Jane's Addiction.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was all the members pretty much. I mean, different bassists, but they kind of went through different bassists in Jane's Addiction as well when Eric left.
And Peter's going to be performing at Migsfest 3 at Club Sur on October 12th.
Saturday.
Yeah, Stephen Perkins of Jane's Addiction going to be there too.
Yep, they're going to be playing, doing some songs, jamming out. It's going to be a blast.
Get your tickets at eventbrite.com. So, of course, you guys were talking to Peter on the Migscast, and during the interview, he shared an insane story about the time Porno for Pyros played Woodstock 94.
Well, we got paid really well, and we spent all of the money plus an extra $150,000.
On what?
We rented a couple of helicopters,
sure.
Really expensive suits. Perry had to charter an airplane because he missed the flights, and he was partying with his girlfriend, and so we had to get him a private flight. And he showed up with a towel around his waist. and no clothes. So he wore my clothes.
What?
So if you watch the Woodstock, he's wearing my suits and pants and stuff, and I'm shorter than him and thicker, so they're baggy, and the cuffs are higher on his arms and his legs because he's wearing my clothes. I had a helicopter with a bottle of Jack Daniels and a couple of hookers, and and I put a couple of $1,000 worth of champagne in a bath, and took a champagne bath with hookers and was on cocaine. And we played between Bob Dylan and the Allman Brothers. So the Allman Brothers were on. Then they finished, and then the stage turned around. It was like a rotating stage, and we came out and played. And then the stage rotated, and Bob Dylan came on. And Bob Dylan and the Allman Brothers came in buses. And we came in helicopters. So everybody made money but Porno for Pyros. Private plane and two helicopters.
If I was a Hollywood exec and you rolled in and told that story as a pitch, I would throw a giant check in your lap and get that movie.
I just feel bad because we budgeted for some Jimmy John sandwiches, but we didn't budget for two hookers and a helicopter to mix that. Where else?
Yeah, dude, you gotta increase that budget, dude.
After that interview, I went on YouTube, and you just type in Porno for Pyros Woodstock, and it'll pull up their performance. And it was the 1994 Woodstock, which was an epic one. That was with Nine Inch Nails and Green Day, just insane performances. And in the interview later on, he even shares how he was on heroin, cocaine, and just smoked some crack as their stage was turning around.
Wow.
For them to perform.
And party.
And you watch it back, and they put on an insane performance. They were really good. But you now knowing that, and I watch it, I mean, Peter looks so gone.
Yeah, he does.
While he's playing, and he's still doing what he does.
That's amazing.
I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of people watching them, and he's just in another stratosphere.
Yeah, dude.
As is Perry, apparently.
Talk about muscle memory. I mean, all that stuff you say he did before that stage turned around, and he's still able to, play the guitar.
Someone even commented on the video and said, back when rock bands actually did drugs. Damn. Yeah.
And you can see Perry's clothes do not fit him.
No.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, I thought that was an intentional look.
Yeah, back in 1994, that could have just been an alternative style.
Yeah.
How funny is that?
And they know the backstory is pretty awesome.
That's the backstory to a lot of things. When you get it, you go, that's why that happened. And I thought that was an intentional work of genius, but the guy just didn't have any clothes.
Look at all those people.
Oh, I know, dude.
And you're smoking crack right before you go out there?
Yeah, that's... Oy, oy, oy.
I mean, turned his life around. He's a clean and sober man. I mean, but he's able to reminisce and look back on some of these stories, and it's just insane.
It's insane. Yeah, dude. Wow, you're right. Looking at that close-up of him playing, he does look like he's destroyed.
No, he's not there.
Yeah. Wow. And, of course, you can get the full interview on the Migscast. Just go to radio.com. That's the helicopters and hookers, baby.
Now it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
He even joked and said that the name of their band on Saturday is now Helicopters and Hookers.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I was like, that's the perfect band name.
Man, Helicopters and Hookers, Hookers and Helicopters, that is an insane story. And that's why we want you to finish this sentence. The most insane experience from my life was when blank happened. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Again, we want you to finish the sentence. The most insane experience from my life is when blank happened. Your calls, your texts after Marilyn Manson on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Peter DiStefano from Porno for Pyros shared a crazy story about when the band played Woodstock 94. And yeah, it involved hookers and helicopters. And he also said they were probably one of the only bands at Woodstock that didn't make any money because of all the money they spent on said hookers, helicopters, private jets.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, they made money. They just spent it before they even finished.
Yeah.
He said they spent all the money in addition to that, an extra $150,000, I think is what he said.
That's an insane experience, and that's what we want you to do. We want you to finish this sentence. The most insane experience from my life was when blank happened. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
Someone said, I had sex on the 50-yard line a week before the implosion of the kingdom.
Wow.
What?
That's pretty amazing.
What a memory.
Man, that is pretty awesome. And I was here for that. Not for the sex.
Well, you're on the 50-yard line, too?
The explosion before the implosion.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Wow, that's just insane. And there it goes. Not sure what that was from, the implosion or the explosion. I don't know.
Somebody said my experience was when I went to the hospital thinking I had bronchitis. I woke up 2 days later with a foot-long cut in my chest, two arteries, also, I guess, taken care of as well. Must have had a heart attack.
Oh, damn, dude.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah, that's a big surprise. That's insane. You just go, oh, I'm just got a little bronc. Thing you know, I got, okay.
You wake up and find out all that happened.
Oh, damn.
See, my insane story is on, like, a different end of the spectrum. The most insane experience I've ever had is going to a swingers party.
Oh, look at that. I still can't believe you did that.
Awesome. I was like 23. You know, I was recently broken up with. I'm like, why not? Let's try this out. And it was really fun. We ended up talking to a bunch of people. You kind of forgot you were at, you know, that kind of party until like a naked lady would walk by like, oh, yeah, this is what's going on here. Outside of the conversation and the food.
What kind of food did they serve there?
It was like, it was a potluck, so it was a little bit of everything.
Oh, just like what you get at the swingers party.
Yeah, right?
You know, that's one of the places where I feel like a potluck is not necessary.
Yeah, you
don't think you should bring your own food. I think you got other things on the mind. They should supply the food for you.
Well,
have it catered.
That they should, because that was part of admission. So you could either give cash for, like, they have a bar.
Oh, okay.
Or bring a bottle or a dish.
Okay, I probably would be the cash guy if I were to go, because it's just the lowest maintenance. Because I'm with Steve. I got a lot on my mind. I don't have to want to have the stress of going, I hope they like my food as well. Like, I hope they like my little Smokies and my little Smoky.
Trust me, nobody really cared. I mean, the food was great because you're kind of hungry. You work up an appetite. You want something to snack on, but you'll eat anything at that point.
That would be pretty awesome. I mean, I would give A+ for originality. If someone walked around a dude with a tray and he had like little Smokies, but he also had his
tray. Hors d'oeuvres.
So he had to hold it low.
Yeah.
Or
he had a little friend and that person hold it like a waitress. And he just kind of followed around.
Okay, that would...
That sounds like the legends of like the Freddie Mercury parties.
That sure does.
That sounds awesome.
This sounds like a Porno for Pyros party.
I know. Yeah. I need to have joined Porno for Pyros. That would have been fun. I could have been the idea man.
Yeah, you showed me the rest of that video, and boy, that's an insane set that those guys had.
That's seriously, like when you get to around the 45-minute mark when there's this weird clown cutting his own neck and making out with Perry, who then makes out with Peter. Oh, I mean, without the audio, we were watching it during the song, and it's just a...
It's
get high watching it.
It is insane. It is back in the 90s. And Peter admitted that he was on like almost every drug known to man during that set.
He said heroin, cocaine, and crack.
And the greatest thing was they were sandwiched between performances of the Allman Brothers and Bob Dylan. Imagine having to either go before or follow what the heck they're seeing on stage. Imagine Bob Dylan going, what the hell is going on? I got to go on after these guys? What?
Right. He'd be like, hey, can you get me my harmonica? And how am I supposed to follow that?
And can somebody clean up this blood, by the way, on the stage? That would be great.
They did, I mean, a 50-minute set. And I remember being a kid watching that thinking, this is a great performance. Never once thinking that they were just out of their minds.
Well, now that you see it, what else could it be?
Right? Oh, yeah.
It's hard for me to believe sober people perform like that. But, I don't know. Maybe they do now. But, boy, that's insanity right there.
Insane.
I'm surprised that Peter remembers it.
Well, I bet some of it had to be reminded to him. But, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Like, I mean, when you watch him, he's not there.
Wow.
But he's playing all the guitar parts.
Yeah.
He's not there.
Talk about muscle memory. Based on this bizarre, insane performance by Porno for Pyros, and we want to know from you the most insane experience from your life. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I said smoking Cubans with Dr. Dre as he gave me a personal tour of his home and studio.
Whoa, really?
Cool. I'm not even a cigar smoker, but I would totally smoke cigars.
I'd fake it and hope he wouldn't notice.
Oh, I would tell him.
Oh, yeah? It's like, I don't know if I'm doing this right, but I want the tour. I'll smoke anything. Hey, by the way, Perry Farrell.
Dr. Dre, teach me how to smoke this.
I got a clown that will come over if you want. Wow, that's awesome. See, that's a good insane experience. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. I see my son over here, Joey Deez, is in.
Joey Deez.
Gosh, I hope
nuts.
This doesn't involve me. I want to think there was some stability.
No, it does not. And this is not a good insane experience either. Back when I worked at the grocery store, I would fill in for the coffee place every once in a while that was right by the front entrance.
Oh, I know this grocery store, yes.
Oh, yeah. And the front entrance has a couple of handicap spots. Well, one morning, I was sitting there making some coffee when all of a sudden someone drove right through the door.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Dude, I don't understand old people if they like get confused with the brake and the gas.
Yeah, that happens.
But it was great because my boss was really pissed off that morning. So when they drove through, she's like, they're not going to get that door fixed in time and it's going to be really cold all day. I was like, that's what you're worried about? This poor old lady just drove through the front freaking door.
Yeah.
Did she get her coffee?
She did not get her coffee. I told her there was no drive-thru.
Yeah.
Hey. Really? Yeah, I made really bad jokes the entire morning.
That's awesome.
I bet she hated you.
Oh, she did. Like, oh,
real funny, kid.
That's why, you know, you see those giant yellow poles that they put up in front of store entrances or just anywhere where there's basically a chance for you to drive through the windows or anything. That more and more of those are showing up at places. Walmart's got it. I mean, Walmart's got those gigantic balls, or that's Target, and Walmart's got the big blue poles.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know why now? I was like, why do they have these here? And then, oh, because, well, older people use those places, and sometimes they forget to put the car in stop.
Damn. How about this story for an insane experience? I had sex with a girl in the porta potty at a Christian rock concert.
Yes!
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot. Every part of that story is out of its mind. I mean, it's not the most romantic. Plus, you're at a Christian rock concert.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this Toby Mac, he's getting me horny. Let's go.
Now, what do you have to do at that point? Do you have to go, I guess we're going to be husband and wife now? We have to be? I mean, you know,
apologize for your sin.
I would be, oh, okay. All right. I had thought about that. Just an act of contrition. That'll do it. A couple of Our Fathers ought to do the trick.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
All right, cool.
All right, cool.
So as long as I know. I'd be that guy going, gosh, I guess, I mean, this is bad. I would never have sex at a Christian anything. I would be so afraid I'd be hit by lightning. Seriously. I've been trained that way as a kid.
It's an indoor show, I would imagine, and you feel a little bit safer to pull that off.
Oh, good call. Maybe not
at the Gorge.
But there's a porta potty. I mean, you're right there.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to get fried. Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Greg in Auburn texted us saying, I went to the hospital having a seizure. I woke up 3 weeks later.
No.
They removed a peach-sized blood clot from my spine.
It took me
3 months to learn how to drive again. Learn how to walk again, sorry.
Whoa. Well, I imagine it took him a while to learn how to drive again, too.
Maybe even longer.
Yeah. A peach-sized whatever the hell it was out of him.
Yeah, a peach-sized blood clot.
Oy,
and he was out for 3 weeks.
3 weeks. You wake up and everybody tells you, guess what? You missed this, you missed that.
Man, that pissed me off. It was like during towards the end of the football season.
Oh, yeah.
Missed out on the playoff run. Like, imagine getting, we kid, but I'm happy he's okay. But imagine you come through and
you're not kidding.
The Seahawks won the Super Bowl.
Dude, and you missed it.
And you're a diehard Seahawks fan.
And it's the only one they've won.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be so pissed. I'd be like, doctors!
Yeah. Seriously, you go out right? Yeah, because you got 3 weeks, so you missed the conference championship. You might even miss the playoff before that.
Right.
Damn, dude. Oh, that would be bad. God, you're like, oh, this is so awesome. Look at Go Hawks. Next thing you know, what happened? Oh, yeah, they won. Oh.
Someone said, I slept with the pizza delivery girl 1 day a week. Oh, yeah. And moved to a new job, found out that she's the wife of my boss. He never found out.
Ooh. Oh, dear.
Wow. Okay.
Well, at least he never found out.
No.
And you probably shouldn't tell him.
Nope.
Yeah, you got good pizza. I mean,
even
really,
when you quit or get fired, don't tell him.
Yeah. I mean, you know, really, you had a good time. Don't be that guy. Whatever. Oh, All right. We've got some great audio because... This TV host flipped out on an audience member, and it was because their phone went off. Oh, you're going to hear this audio. Got it for you at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.